Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joining us live this morning, Sean Ryan is running for mayor of Buffalo. We've interviewed all the candidates who are running this morning. And Sean, you're entering the race. We've having talked to many times before about this. You've been in this race a long time. As we get a little closer to Election Day, I want to know if anything's changed in terms of your understanding of what needs to be done in Buffalo. Since you first declared you were running for mayor, do you have at all a different outlook of how you'd act as mayor? What are some of the first things you'd do?
Yeah, good morning, Brian. The campaign has just been such an eye-opening experience to me. Walking door-to-door, talking to neighbors on the ground, and it really shaped my whole campaign, which was about delivering the basics, whether it's potholes, plowing, paving, closed swimming pool. People want to know why Buffalo stopped providing basic services, and they want to get back to that. So that has been the hallmark of my campaign, is getting the basics right and then taking on the more complicated, deeper issues.
One of the basics is snow plowing. And, the Christmas blizzard still fresh in a lot of minds. The council still does not have a snow plan from the mayor's office. What is your snow plan if elected?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to have a snow plan until I be able to get into office and do an inventory of the existing equipment. I'm going to be inheriting the snow plan that's eventually submitted by the acting mayor. But here's what I do know. At any given day, 30% of the city's snow removal equipment isn't functioning. That means, we're shorthanded at the start of every storm. You saw its deadly effects during the deadly winter storm. Our equipment wasn't working. Our people couldn't get out. You talk to the snowplow drivers, they are frustrated. They think there's better ways to do it, but they don't think the management in City Hall is listening to them.
On a different topic, policing, there's been a shift in policy, and the mayor was out yesterday with some results of a survey that showed that people have acted responsively to this new neighborhood-based policing, more officers walking the streets. Is that something you want to continue if you're elected mayor?
Transparency is the hallmark of policing. If people don't see police, if they don't interact with police, they lose faith that the police are there, and they don't know, what the police are doing. So it's good to have police out there. I encourage it. I love the community policing officer programs where CPOs are out there at different functions and kids games and senior events. So we got to keep the police out in the street. That's for sure.
You were critical of the mayor's choice to switch police commissioners when that decision was made, even saying that you would revisit it. Now, seeing the results, Are you still thinking the same way?
I think the results of the foot patrol are just one aspect of policing. You could look at other management items, such as the increased use of overtime, the increased injury on duty, and also look at the great effects that Commissioner Grimaglia had in driving down the major crimes by bringing back the detective units. I feel that under Commissioner Grimaglia, we had a full public safety program, and I think that's lacking still in the city of Buffalo.
Speaking of police, Sean, the police union has been warning of an exodus with retirements without a health care agreement. What do you do as mayor?
Look, the police contract, the fire contract, the blue collar, the white collar, we're going to have six union contracts up next year. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of negotiating going on. I've talked to most of the unions, and they understand that we don't have any money. We have to work together to put the city back on its financial feet before anybody, you know, can figure out how to get raises and how to compensate our workforce the way they should be compensated. So we're going to all have to work together on all hands on deck because right now everybody has this understanding that we're broke. And the biggest fear of everybody, if we can't get out of it, you know, there's always the specter of the hard control board. And that was awful for the city workforce. So we do not need a hard control board in the city. And we're going to be able to solve our problems ourselves.
Developer Doug Jamal told WBEN recently that he's kind of cooling on Buffalo. He's still a little bullish, but maybe not as much as in the past. And he said that the city is not working as well with developers as it has before. What's your response?
You know, there's a bit of a turmoil in Buffalo not knowing what they want to go, where they want to go, what areas, neighborhoods they want to develop in. So, yeah, I could understand his frustration. There's no path here. You know, are we going to increase population? If so, where are we going to put that population? So there's no plan. It's just a, you know, developer puts something in. They might get help. They may not get help. You know, we have to make it so there's a plan and a policy so we know what's going to happen. And then developers get a peace of mind of, yep, these are our development zones. This is where we think we can increase population. This is where we want you to put our resources. But right now, it's a bit of a pin the tail on the donkey. And I feel for the developers of not having a clear plan out of City Hall of where we want them to put their resources.
Sean, why don't we know the deficit, the amount of it in Buffalo? It's been a mystery since Byron Brown left a year ago. We know it's somewhere between $30 and $90 million. When will we know what it is?
Isn't that a shame? And doesn't that reduce people's confidence in their government? I know, you know, how much I get paid. I know what my bills are. It's not a mystery. But the city of Buffalo is chronically played hide the ball. Even in this year's budget, they grossly underestimated overtime based on history. They grossly underestimated increases in health care cost. And so that's why we don't know. But it's also because the people running City Hall, they're not out there telling you what's going on. Because if they tell you what's going on, it's not a good look for them because it doesn't it's not in concert with what they've been saying when they ask people to vote on that budget. So when I come in, Susan, we're going to bring the comptroller in. We're going to put all the cards on the table. We're going to lay out there what our deficit is, what we think the deficit is going to be for 3 years, and we're going to start a recovery plan.
Sean Ryan, running for mayor of Buffalo on the Democrat line. Sean, thanks for being with us.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.